September 6th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I have come in particular to extol the virtue of humility. It is humility based upon holy love which propels the soul through the chambers of our united hearts. The depth of humility is in proportion to the depth of holy love in the heart. Humility places God and others above self. Selflessness, then, is a fair barometer of personal holiness. Lack or flaws in the virtue of humility lead to ambition, envy, the desire for power, and every type of temporal gain. The fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, are weakened when humility is weakened. Truth is easily compromised and authority abused. Therefore, I come to you to ask you to pray for humility every day. Then I can lay a firm foundation of personal holiness in your heart, and you will move rapidly towards perfection. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 26. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us have no self-conceit, no provoking of one another, no envy of one another.